welcome to the new season of what we rebranded the show as Tani Talks OT, the TTOT. The show where we talk some audio bursts, some audio thoughts, the thought of the day for this season 5 of TTOT, formerly known as OT Talk with Mr. T. So we hope you had a wonderful summer. We hope you had a great summer. Couple of weeks, couple of months where you rejuvenated and you reinvigorated yourself. I myself worked summer school. I was in person, but I saw all the students remotely, which was very interesting. I went into the school to see the students from the office online. I had my own office, and I had to figure out different ways to be creative, to figure out what to do for the children while sitting at the desk, while sitting at the computer online. So we did different projects. We did some craft projects. We used noodles that were not cooked yet. And we used paper and scissors and glue. We even tried some sensory things, some oobleck, different ways to go about the summer, to go about the work. And of course, luckily, we had a nice few weeks off this time. We actually had 3.5 weeks between summer school and regular school. Regular school just started a couple of days ago on the 9th. We had orientation the 9th and the 10th, Thursday, Friday, and the kids actually just came in the first day, when usually we like to start up the season again. I hope you had a good summer. I hope everything was good for you. I want to just give some examples of different things, different aspects of what could be done for kids and what could be done in general. So when it comes to different elements of introducing the kids back in person, they haven't been with me for 1.5 years. The principal keeps saying, remember that these kids have been gone for 2 years. The last time you saw them, they were in second grade, so now they're in fourth grade. It's 2 years of their life you haven't seen that they've been remote. Really 18 months, but really 2 years. So a kid that was in first grade now is in third grade. It's like I'm missing all this time with him. We were remote, but it wasn't the same. Of course, it's not the same. And when we come see a third grader, now they're in fifth grade, and a lot of kids already graduated because the school I'm in is K-5, so they don't stay with us for middle school, and they transfer on somewhere else. So when reacclimating to them, the school culture was that they should follow the idea from the city of homecoming, where they feel like they're coming home to school for during their day, the home away from home. And we all had to meet the students and bring them up and down and up and down. And it was all about positive energy, all about impactful energy, how to talk to them, how to reach out to them, how to interact with them in a way that was energetic and invigorating for them. So one thing is to greet them with a smile and to greet them with the positive energy, to greet them in a way that they could feel that they're happy to be back in their day. As a side note, we're going to try to keep the thoughts of the day from the OT perspective to about 5 minutes this season. Previously, we tried to do 10, but now we're shooting for 5 to keep it a little more condensed. And in general, we want it to be, thinking about the students again, we want it to be in an energetic way, in that positive way. So I wanted to reach and see all my students the first week. If I have 20 kids on the caseload and we're supposed to have 8 kids a day, so those first few days I want to hit that number 8. Even though the first day is a little chaotic, a little crazy, everyone's all over the place. When I went to the first class, usually there's around 8 teachers, 8 classes. Sometimes it's ICT, so 2 teachers, and with the assistants, more, but I want to try to hit each class and reach each class to try to get those kids. And when I reach the kids and I meet the kids, got to use that energetic, positive energy and let them come back to the new office, because now I'm on a different floor in a different room, much smaller room. And I show them all my supplies and I say, we don't have to jump into the work, but we have to see where you're holding, what you're doing. So we let them play with Lego or the Play-Doh first. And they want to do a game first, like Jenga or Connect Four. A couple of the kids wanted, or Trouble. We did today. And then after they have that warm-up activity, I've talked many times about the sandwiching activities. So we think about what we could do in the middle. So they haven't been with me in person 1.5 years. How is their cutting? How is their writing? How is their pacing? How is their drawing? How are they doing with these skills? So that would be what I would do next. It was almost like an informal observational screening for these kids today, the 8 kids today, and hopefully for the next ones, seeing how their cutting is and how they're holding the scissors, how they're holding the pencil, how they're holding the crayon. We want to assess, see how they're doing. Besides for being positive, besides for being impactful and energetic, we want to see where they're holding, where they're doing. So when we act with people, when we interact with people, we come back to school, we come back to in person, the thought of the day is that it's important to keep that upbeat attitude, it's important to keep that upbeat existence, and when we haven't seen them for so long, before we start anything, see where they're holding. That's what the idea of assessments and training, and where they're holding, that's the idea of seeing where they are, and then you can move from there. Join us next time as we talk a thought of the day from an OT perspective here on Season 5 of the TTOT, Tani Talks OT, and the thought of the day, the TOTD, thought of the day, here on Tani Talks OT, and I'm your host, Tani.